Podcast. Today is going to be about Houdini again. For the sake of yet again being a tiny bit faster, I do hope that today's model is going to be amazing. It kind of depends on the day, I think. You know, sometimes it is good, sometimes it is okay, sometimes it is whatever. But I think it also is what it is. I don't know. I'm often wasting quite a lot of time trying to perfect something, even though it's actually not quite possible. So there's definitely advice to just be a tiny bit faster, because in the end, I personally should not be the gatekeeper of what is good and what is bad. Of course, there should be some sort of a minimum quality of things that I'm also trying to have and trying to build, so to speak. But at some degree, it is just, you know, one trying to be perfect and or trying to make something perfect, which is anyway never gonna be perfect. So the conclusion is, don't try to be perfect and do not try to make things perfect. I think that at first we're gonna build some elements that we can then maybe put onto something, and then we will see, I guess. I would like to have some stairs, to be honest, and I think we're actually also gonna make that really, really quickly and really, really. Let's call it really dirty, you know, really quickly and really dirty. That's probably fine. That was the wrong word, but this should be somewhat like this. And then we're gonna copy and transform that, and we are gonna have maybe five or something, and we're gonna translate them in 0.5 increments in definitely not the z-axis, but definitely in this. And maybe it should actually also be that, but apparently this is too much. Apparently this was too much. Okay, maybe it's also gonna be like this a tiny bit more, I would say. That is fine. There should probably be something like this, and probably something like, maybe it's actually gonna be, there we go. That's wonderful. That is really wonderful. So we're having stairs. Maybe we're gonna actually call them stairs. This is gonna be a plate for the sake of not having anything better. And maybe we are also gonna have some wall type of shit. Some wall type of shit that is gonna be I would like to let this be a triangle, because I just wanna have one triangle. So we're gonna blast, yes, we're gonna blast it. And we're gonna take all of and there we're having one thing. So this is what we're having now. Maybe it does make sense to have a box that's probably like five big or something. Maybe it's just also three big. Definitely not too big, but three. I should definitely kind of change the key binding there, but it is fine for now. We are gonna keta this, and it would actually be interesting to see, because height fields keta, there's also something like this, pyros keta from burst. I don't know what a height fields keta is, so let's see what this does. What is that? Mask or scatter point? What if I do this? Okay, nothing here. And then there is a scatter and a line. And let's quickly see what this is doing. We're having 2 points now. Coverage. One. Okay, now we're having 4 points. That's amazing. Random cone. Okay, there we go. There, something is happening. Uniform scale. Okay, I don't know what is happening there. Maybe I think that I've actually, oh, scatter points on geometry surface around constraint. This is actually quite cool, since I think this is also. No, it's actually not inside of the geometry as well. Can I, by density? Okay, anyway, does this matter whether I. Yes, it actually does matter whether I subdivided. And this is in. That way. Okay, cool. Does it also matter whether I'm having triangles there? Apparently, yes, it does. Anyway, we're gonna use this quadrilaterals, whatever this means. I don't really know, but it is fine. So we're having that scattered, and we're gonna copy 2 points. We're gonna copy that 2 points. There we go. Once again, really trying to see geometry to copy or copy attributes. This is not what I want to have. Copy 2 points. There we go. On one hand, we're having the geometry to copy, which in this case would be all of the above, and the other one would be the target points. I am just thinking it would be nice, I think we're gonna do it in this way, which might make a difference, and I'm really willing to see if it does. Even though I would like to, of course, I think that there is some way to have certain constraints whether something should be copied to this point or to that point or whatever. And I mean, you can probably do something there, guess from group, but yeah, I don't really care that much now whether this is like just, really, really, really super duper cool or something. I just, want to have something here. What we are having now here is definitely nothing. So, we might in indeed. Okay, this is that. That is amazing. We're having this plate. We can definitely make them smaller as well as. Or we're just keeping it like this and do something amazing with it. We could definitely also do that. It might be actually something interesting. Might actually also, let's actually get back to the original one, might be the case here. And we might not scatter it in relaxation. I do not want to have that much relaxation. This does not do too much, neither does this. Max point limit 1000. Okay, global seed. it's not doing that much since it's just, you know, so much. What we are seeing here is that kind of course, it is all in the same place. So when I'm having a point, all of these things are getting copied to this one thing. And there is no randomness to it. There is no nothing to it. Which for me makes really sense. You know, I haven't said that anything should happen regarding that. We might have 20 or something. Oh no, I don't want to delete my scene. Thank you. We might also have like 50. That might be a good number. I think that there is that I can do it in the following. I think if I'm having P scale there, it should, as far as I know. Also, okay, the position apparently can be randomized there. For example, when I'm having two values, this should actually happen. 0 and 1. Maybe I'm also having 0 and 10 or something. Does this change anything? No, this doesn't. Okay. Yes, it does. But I would also like to have a rotation. I would definitely also like to have a rotation and definitely also a P scale, so point scale, or I mean in this case as you or as I can't actually see as well, this is all one. So what if I go to two values? Okay, this is just changing it to that then. I see. Okay, so maybe I have to do it there. And yes, this does indeed do. Do I have to capitalize it? I don't really know. I don't really know, but I think this has changed something, maybe. I mean, we're having different heights there. Let's copy that here and let's see if it does something. No, it doesn't. Maybe I also need two values here. Let's see if there's something happening. Position also doesn't change that much. Primitives detail. Was this an illusion just now that, you know, something changed there? Could be. Could definitely be. I would like to have a random rotation. Let's see. Let's see if there is some information. Apparently, yes, there is. I mean, when one is searching for something, there are just, you know, so many things that Houdini is capable of. You are probably gonna find something. Attribute name. Distribution. I don't care, global seed. I would just really like to know the shit that I could type into, which would be the attribute name. Houdini attribute names. Let's see. Geometry attributes. There we fucking go. Vertical position. Vertex point primitive detail. To do, 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 do. I mean, this is. I don't know if this is the case. There we go. I don't know if this is the case for. Like, I could maybe use N. Can I use N? Does this do anything? Maybe I should get rid of this once and see what it does then. And I'm actually also never quite sure whether whether it is like before or afterwards and then whatever. I mean, there's definitely some learning curve to that. That's definitely the case. I'm also getting rid of this one. And we're gonna try it again once more to see if I mean that this should actually work since I'm seeing different colors here as well. Might actually also try it there and see if there is something. Yes, there is. The question is apparently a capitalized N should have a normal direction, a random normal direction. You can override this attribute to change the normal. Yeah, the idea as well as the name, as well as P scale width or width actually. P scale should actually be non-capitalized and is a float. That's funny, you know, they say could actually show you that. Ah, it's not that important. They say sizes and rotations, and we're having P scale width lot, which is level of detail. This may be used in instancing sprite scale and sprite rot when displaying particles using sprite images. Viewport display attributions, which I didn't know even exist. I would like to try. There's even velocity, point position. Use this to lay out the points of the model in 3D space. I would actually like to have P scale once again. And it does nothing. There probably is like a really. The question is if. Nope. If there is something happening. No, nothing as well. If there is it because of the merge, actually? Does this change anything? No, it doesn't. Global scale also doesn't do anything. Detail, primitive, verticals, vertices, actually. Position does change something. Does this also change something in here? Yes, it does. It is something that I do not really want, though. Okay, that's weird. Yes, it is interesting. Maybe it's also because of the copy to points. Maybe this just, you know, does not work then. Target points. Can I? Oh. I mean, I could theoretically say let's choose them, and that is it, I guess. Let's just do it like this. Just, you know, doing it by hand, things do not seem to work like I want it to. And let what? I want the target points, please. And we're going to have this. Yeah, let's just take it. We are gonna probably VDB from polygon all of them. Gonna shove it in there. Nice, really nice. Having it a bit thinner. Maybe I am having a VDB now. We might create a volume out of them. Yes, we might. It's actually really interesting that there is just, one triangle. So thanks for that one triangle, I'd say. We are gonna plug that in. I think this should work. Since there is, let's use a curl noise. There's just also only a density. I don't know if this works, for example. Apparently it does not really. Is there a density thing? No. Let's use a pyro noise. I mean, it is. There is noise. Noise to density could theoretically work. Maybe it doesn't. It's actually quite always the same thing. Me not knowing which one of those things I should be using. Maybe let's see if there is some shit that I do not know about. Nah, it should be fine. Might actually also be about me choosing the wrong thing. Let's use the anti or this thing here. Does this change anything if I do this? Yes, it does. So we are going back and we are convert. No, VDB con. No, go away. Convert. We are converting this VDB to polygons again because I want to see what is happening there. And what is happening there is not too interesting, but something is happening. So when I'm now changing something there, I should be able to see it live. Yes. The roughness. Do I need a lot of roughness? Maybe I need a lot of roughness. I think I want to have a lot of roughness. I don't know what attenuation is, but I also want a lot of. I do not want a lot of turbulence. Maybe a tiny bit. Maybe a tiny little bit. Surface effect. What is that? I don't know. Maybe even another noise. Maybe the original Perlin. I think we're just gonna stay with the Perlin noise and do it like that. Let's see if there's something else that we could be adding sometimes to do like patterns, like the Mandelbrot, for example. This can be a good one. Let's use it. Is there an amount? I'm just, gonna plug it somewhere. Or I'm actually not gonna do so. What if I do that? Okay, nothing is happening. Let's just, unless I might be. We might add it to the roughness though. This is actually quite interesting what is happening there. We might actually keep it like this and then add another one on top of that to we might actually can't I add? Yes, I can. So I'm going to use this one. No, that's the wrong one. We're gonna use. Can I do this? I want to have this one. Does this change anything? No, it doesn't. Okay. Does it change anything when I'm adding like the P to it? Or something else? You know what? We're gonna keep it like this. For some reason, I kind of like that. It is, basically nothing, but it has something. What I want to have is some sort of a connection. I do not really want to use. I do not really want to use particles on one hand, and I also do not really want to use polylines slash pipes, poly pipes or a wireframe or something, because it tends to really be slow then. I'm just thinking something again, noise like would be nice. That is distorting everything a bit more in the vertical direction though. So we might actually let's see if there I do remember there being a noise as well. A volume noise that could we could also use volume trails. Let's see. Or what if we just, extrude a volume? What is happening there? I would like to know. Okay, apparently there's nothing happening. So we're gonna use this volume. There we go, volume noise. It should be a fork, I guess. Ah, yeah, there's definitely something happening. And it should be zero centered, I think. Or what is positive? Apparently not positive, and negative also not that nice because it does. Ah, okay, I see zero centered. And add, maybe we need a subtraction there. This is actually becoming more interesting though. What about set? Minimum. I think we're gonna keep it at add. It does the most apparently. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Kind of is cool. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does. But let's use it. Element size might actually be really small for this one, or at least rather small. There we go. I might just in the end use some pipes or some shit to get everything together, but we will see. This is not changing anything there. Good. Great. What I would like though. So this is a fog. Let's actually have a look at more volume shit. Volume surface, optical flow, patch ramp, rasterize curve. There was one that I maybe we can blur it. Radius. No, we can't blur it. The more I know. That's good. We could, I think, probably reduce it, but I do not necessarily want to do that. I wouldn't also say that this is off. This is smart, that I'm getting anything out of it. I wouldn't say so. What is this? I don't know. Volume compress, maybe this is doing something. Recompress. No, it's not giving me any sliders. I do want to have some sliders that I can use to do some cool shit. Convolve, I don't know what this is. Deform feather. This is the other one that I was thinking about, but apparently this also does not really do that much. Is there something else? Sometimes I think that I'm forgetting about some things. Adjust fork. Can I do something with that? Constant value. Okay, I see. Sometimes I think I forget about some things that I've kind of always been using to create cool forms, but then I forget about them because I think there was something with maybe it's also this shit. Can I actually use it? I don't know. Does this actually do something? Let's see. Apparently, no, it does not. Because the problem that I'm having is that I would like to rotate it once. I would like to have, for example, this and rotate it 90 degrees so that I'm having a bit of Z axis offset or interesting shit going on in the Z axis. What we might just be doing is using a pop network. I said just before that I do not want to do so, but let's do so. We are maybe gonna use a pop force. Something in the middle would actually be good. Something in the middle would be good. Or flocking. Let's use flocking. And I do want to have three centers because it is a good number. And let's see what it does. Let's see where these three centers apparently are. I cannot really tell. Avoid force. Central traction 1. Can I just spike that? I can do so. Yes, so apparently these are the three centers. Okay, I do wanna. Oops. Not have so many points, but maybe have like 500 or something. Now some amount. Okay, we're using a trail to connect all those points via polygons. Gonna. Okay, interesting. We're probably gonna. Maybe do that, and then we're gonna VDP from polygon all of them, probably set it to 0.05, which is often quite a good one, and then we are converting them again to a polygon to see what is actually happening. Polygons. And there we go. We're having two pieces of shit, basically. Great. Let's see if there is more happening, if there is some connection happening at some point. Apparently, we're having a bit of a split of all of them. Okay. This actually looks a bit more interesting, having it tiny bit smaller. Might actually just increase the trail length to have this connection there. Somewhat at least. Somewhat of a connection. Here we go. I'll take it. It's nothing too beautiful, but we could actually also use the VDP from particle fluid. We might actually use that. We might actually use that, yes. Separation. I do want to have very small separation, please. Yes, something like that. Voxel scale, rather small, I would say. Unless everything dies, then I don't want to have anything. I really randomly found this fluid density thing. Might actually have to escape that. Might have been a bit too less, and I really like it. I really, really, really like it. What I also want to do though is segments and then blast. And then I do delete non-selected, and I want to have this so that we're having one full geometry. We might actually also smooth that one out. We might actually smooth that one out, which for some reason doesn't really work with the fluid thing. It really does not work for whatever reason. So we're having that. Let's have a look at this. The question is, when I'm reducing that, does it make it cooler or worse? It is somewhat the same. We might actually increase, yeah. We might increase that and go even lower on here, because that might be interesting. Trying to find the sweet spot, I guess, where they do connect, might be 0.06. Yes, there is a connection, there is a connection. I don't know what the droplet scale is. Okay, I see. Does not actually have to be that big, to be honest, because I'm getting thinner connections, which I do prefer over really big ones. Let's see what this looks like then. All of a sudden, no. Okay, this is happening to that. Maybe this makes it better. No, it doesn't. Let's go back up, I think. Maybe. Okay. No, this is definitely not what I want to have. I want to have something rather thin. Yes, something like this. In the end, I think when you're exporting it to another render software, for example, Blender or whatever you might be using, also I think in Houdini you should also have it in red there. I guess that there is some way to not have any color there. There we go. What we might be doing now is merging all of that. And I think actually by merging them, you can still select. Is this what I want to have? Yes. You can still select like the you can still select different colors for each of them. And also probably also the vertex groups maybe, which might be really cool, or which is really cool, which would be really cool. Do I also want to have that? I might transform it though. So having this translated up a tiny bit, even though I don't know, I actually don't want to have this at all. I think this is, but transforming that would be cool. Transforming that would be really cool. But then probably also, once again, deleting what is not connected. Yeah, maybe something like this. I'm not fully happy with it. Let's VDB it again, because it is so much fun. 05. probably needs to be less. Converting it again. Here we go into polygons for the sake of letting everything be a bit like one. Because as you can see, yes, we're having some beautiful connections there, and definitely going a bit lower with that amount or voxel size, so to speak. What we might be doing here, indeed, as well, is getting rid of those platforms that are not connected. So once again doing this and once again blasting it. Delete non-selected. There we go. And I also do not want them to be colored. Do I like this initial shape there? Not really. I am not that fond of it. What we might be doing though is having an attribute VOP and displacing it again. By displacing it along normals and then having some random noise. I would actually for once use the fucking flow noise. That would be actually quite interesting to see what it does, because I think that I do not know. Maybe it also does nothing. At least for me. At least nothing good. At least nothing good. Maybe this is the reason why I'm never using it, because I can't, or I apparently can't change that much. Which I do not like. But maybe the curl noise is doing something good for me. I doubt it. Well, I shouldn't doubt it. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. But I do not want the amplitude to be that high, I think. But the roughness to be really high? Maybe. Maybe also not. I don't know. Maybe I want to have that. I think maybe a bit less. I'm kind of trying to also get those very high platforms to be connected, because I would actually like to keep them. But if they're not connected, it is what it is, and you know, it's, I don't care either. That is actually interesting. That is indeed interesting. Because I was also thinking about having less turbulence. Which is also cool. Really cool indeed. Maybe something in between, like a 2, might have been the initial value. I think that I'm gonna keep. I think it is either just, you know, really not that much or just really a lot. And maybe even having the amplitude high. I don't know. Yes, I think having it high. I think indeed having it high. This creates something really, really satisfying for me. Really nice. You know, I thought just a moment before. Happens quite often. I thought, well, this is not gonna turn out to be something good. But then something good happens. Then one has something good. That is, of course, you know, having like a railing up there and some other shit would be really cool. I would like to have that. But it is what it is. So this is the final thing after even those two sets of blasting everything away slash deleting everything that is non needed or just not good enough, basically. Yes. I think maybe we are copy and transforming it once. We are maybe gonna copy and transform it once and rotate it like this. Maybe actually translate it like that and like this. Do I want to have that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I want to have. I really don't. But actually, not that. I think. And also not that. Maybe it's also a 70 or something. Or we're also not gonna do that and leave it as it is. It's an L for some reason. I mean, there is a reason behind it. Yeah, I think that this is gonna be it for today. I hope you've liked it. I hope you've been able to learn something and I've been able to share something of value to you. And I'm gonna see you the next time. I at least think and or hope.